For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Today, we're going to talk about digging down to our authentic selves. And today's topic will be focused on what's important. This will probably be a four-part series. And to start, I'd like to use a D.H. Lawrence quote. He says, "Men are not free when they're doing just what they like. Men are only free when they're doing what the deepest self likes. And getting down to the deepest self, it takes some digging." And so that's what we're going to start doing today, is just digging down to our authentic selves. Over the years, society, our family, external situations have pulled us away from our true self. And we've piled on layer after layer of the roles we need to play, the expectations we need to meet, how we need to look, and how we should feel. So we've got all these things layered on top of our true self, so we can't see it. And if we don't ever shed those expectations, especially the ones that no longer serve us, our authentic self just keeps getting buried deeper and deeper and deeper. And we become so accustomed to those identities that we've layered over our authentic self that we begin to think that's who we are. We don't even realize that we're wearing a mask. But those identities are not necessarily who we are. They're more likely who we needed to be at some point in time, or who we thought we needed to be at some point in time. It's who we became so that we could fit in or so that we could belong. And sometimes it just feels comfortable to live the roles that are expected of me. Often on the path to discovering my authentic self, I question, why the heck am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through all of this? This is hard work. And I'm having to look at suffering and look at things that I don't really like. I've had to strip away layers of defenses that I had built up to keep myself safe. But as D.H. Lawrence said, I really need to dig deep to get there. So I have to do the work of digging. And if I remember that when I'm not my authentic self, I'm plagued by feelings of unworthiness and self-doubt. I'm plagued by exhaustion, because it's exhausting to try and be someone that's not really you. It drains my energy, and it keeps me from living the life that I really want to live. So if I look back to my first marriage, I spent years trying to be who I thought he wanted me to be. That wasn't necessarily who he wanted me to be. It was just who I thought he wanted me to be. But after having kids, that got to be way too exhausting. I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't be who I thought I was supposed to be. And today, with both of us living our more authentic self, I have a daughter-in-law who says, "I can't even imagine how you two were ever married. You're so very different from each other. It just doesn't compute that you would ever have been married." Because both of us were living who we thought we should be, or who the other one thought we should be, instead of who we really were. And it turns out who we really are very different people. So Brené Brown says, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we actually are. So it's not a one time and done, it's a daily practice. And I do have to practice it every day, or I can slip real easily into the old roles that I used to have that really don't serve me or anyone else for that matter. So when I'm not living authentically, I feel like I've got a hole in my soul, and chocolate doesn't fill it. Even though sometimes I tried to make chocolate fill it. I feel the need to keep striving for something more. I'm not good enough. And when I live with who I am at my core, not who the world told me to be, that hole doesn't feel so large and deep, and it doesn't need the filling up with chocolate or busyness or consumption of something else. And life is not so exhausting for me when I'm living who I really am. So as I look back, I think there were four steps that helped me uncover my authentic self. And these steps included a lot of soul searching, a lot of inner dialogue, and they also, lucky for me, included small group discussions at the meditation teacher training that I went through a couple years ago. So over the next four sessions, we're going to look at discovering what's important, charting your North Star, mapping your route, and navigating the obstacles. And as we go through, I'm going to share with you what was true for me, hoping that you can use it to discover what's true for you. It won't be the same thing, but it'll give you an idea of what it is we're doing and what it is. Words can be very difficult to explain in words what we're talking about. So by giving examples, you'll get a feel for what it is that you're looking for. So the first step in digging down to our authentic self is discovering what's important. We want to look below the surface by clarifying our values and defining what's important to us. And when I started on this path in 2017, what I thought was important was colored by expectations by society, by work, colleagues, by family, by friends. I really thought it was essential that I be a hard worker and get things done. I thought that was the most important thing. I strived to become an expert so I could be seen as smart and look good. I thought being smart was really important. I would not let negative emotions get in the way of getting things done, and I certainly would not bother someone with any problem or issue that I had. It was my job to take care of others. So it was important that I was self-sufficient and that I took care of others' needs, whether they wanted me to or not. So that's what I came about reflecting. And when I looked at that, that was a reflection of what I was told was important in my life, not what actually was important in my life. But until I see what I have covering up, I can't take that cover off. So let's start with a reflection to look at what the world told us is important. So you may choose to close your eyes, and I should have mentioned it would be helpful if you got a piece of paper and a pen so you could jot your ideas down. You might want to grab one, I apologize. So we'll be reflecting on what the world told you was important. And so as we get into kind of a meditative posture, you may want to start this with your eyes closed, but obviously as ideas come up and you need to start jotting them down, you'll want to open your eyes. And we're just going to reflect on what did the world tell you was important in your life. Don't worry about whether or not it's true. Just get the ideas down. What expectations have been placed on you, let's say, by your parents? By your siblings? By teachers? By your boss or coworkers? By your friends. When I looked at what I was told was important, I realized that what I'd been living by was no longer useful. Most of what I thought was important came from family, friends, bosses, coworkers, and society. But looking at what I was told was important, I realized it no longer served me well. I could never work hard enough, be smart enough, look good enough, or do enough for others. I was just like a donkey with a carrot suspended on a stick just in front of him. Each time I moved, so did the goal. I looked at how vital each of these expectations was to my happiness, and I found that they were actually obstacles. So I contemplated on what really is important to me. What would make my heart sing? Much of what I unearthed was the opposite of what others had defined for me. Instead of working hard, I want to enjoy life and put relationships over accomplishments. I want to accept myself and my circumstances rather than strive to look good and hide negative emotions. And I want to take care of myself so I don't burn out trying to take care of others. So let's take a moment to reflect on what really is important. We'll begin by looking at the list of what I was told was important, the last list you just created, and consider each item. Was that something you feel is important, or was that something society or someone else led you to believe was important? Then ask yourself if each item will help you to lead the life you want to live. If it's fundamental to your happiness, add it to your new list, what really is important. If not, think about what would serve you well today and in the future. What's paramount to you at this stage in your life? Jot down your thoughts on your what really is important list. If you need more time, simply pause the recording. And let's look at whether your two lists are in sync. How many items on your what I was told was important list also made it to what really is important? And what really is not essential for you anymore that you can give up each time your inner critic tries to tell it to you? Focus in on the items that are really important, reading them over helps to implant them into your mind and create those neural connections. And now that we have a better idea of what's really essential in our lives, we'll begin charting our North Star in our next session. Thank you.